Belinda Audio and Audible Studios present this unabridged recording of
Alias Grace, written by Margaret Atwood, performed by Sarah Gatton, with an afterword written and performed by Margaret Atwood.
Whatever may have happened through these years, God knows I speak truth, saying that you lie. William Morris, The Defense of Guinevere. I have no tribunal. Emily Dickinson, Letters. I cannot tell you what the light is, but I can tell you what it is not. What is the motive of the light? What is the light? Eugene Murray, The Soul of the White Ant. Part 1. Jagged Edge. At the time of my visit, there were only 40 women in the penitentiary. This speaks much for the superior moral training of the feebler sex. My chief object in visiting their department was to look at the celebrated murderess, Grace Marks, of whom I had heard a great deal, not only from the public papers, but from the gentleman who defended her upon her trial, and whose able pleading saved her from the gallows on which her wretched accomplice closed his guilty career. Susanna Moody, Life in the Clearings, 1853. Come, see, real flowers of this painful world. Basho. Chapter 1. Out of the gravel there are peonies growing. They come up through the loose gray pebbles, their buds testing the air like snails' eyes, then swelling and opening. Huge dark red flowers all shining and glossy like satin. Then they burst and fall to the ground. In the one instant before they come apart, they are like the peonies in the front garden at Mr. Kinnear's that first day. Only those were white. Nancy was cutting them. She wore a pale dress with pink rosebuds and a triple flounced skirt and a straw bonnet that hid her face. She carried a flat basket to put the flowers in. She bent from the hips like a lady, holding her waist straight. When she heard us and turned to look, she put her hand up to her throat as if startled. I tuck my head down while I walk, keeping step with the rest, eyes lowered, silently two by two around the yard, inside the square made by the high stone walls. My hands are clasped in front of me, they are chapped, the knuckles reddened. I can't remember a time when they were not like that. The toes of my shoes go in and out under the hem of my skirt, blue and white, crunching on the pathway. These shoes fit me better than any I've ever had before. It's 1851. I'll be 24 years old next birthday. I have been shut up in here since the age of 16. I am a model prisoner and give no trouble. That's what the governor's wife says. I have overheard her saying it. I'm skilled at overhearing. If I am good enough and quiet enough, perhaps, after all, they will let me go. But it's not easy being quiet and good. It's like hanging on to the edge of a bridge when you've already fallen over. You don't seem to be moving, just dangling there. And yet it is taking all of your strength